And she is the singer behind Forever Donna, the ultimate Donna Summer tribute, which is happening at the Florida Theater on March 27th. Tickets are on sale now. She is Rainier Martin. Rainier, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for coming on. So first off, for the uninitiated, what is Forever Donna?
Forever Donna is a performance, 70s dancing, singing. You experience all emotions. It's a show that you absolutely do not want to miss.
How difficult is it to take on something like this about an iconic singer?
It's difficult because I always want to put my best foot forward. I have to remember that I'm not doing Rainier Martin. I'm portraying Donna Summer. I'm blessed that I have a tone that was so close to Donna, so that makes it a little easier. And then I have to get in costume, wig, makeup. So it takes a lot to do what I do, but I enjoy every single minute of it.
Is there a certain song that was the most difficult or the most like vocally intensive to do when it comes to like preparing for this project?
Absolutely. I would probably say MacArthur Park. That's a doozy, but everybody loves it. So I definitely have to add into my show. And I love it too. I just always want to make sure I'm doing my best.
Were you a big Donna Summer fan growing up?
Absolutely. The first 45 that my mother ever bought me was on the radio. I still have that 45 to this day. And like children do, they listen and they try to imitate what they hear. And again, like I said, I was just so blessed that our tones were so close. And that song absolutely comes to life every time I perform it.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. No pressure at all.
Okay.
I need your top three Donna Summer songs.
Absolutely. On the Radio would be first. I would say She Works Hard for the Money.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And Last Dance.
Last Dance. I want to throw in Hot Stuff in there as well, because I feel like that might be just like,
yes,
a too poppy of a hit, though, compared to all the others.
Well, Hot Stuff is a great song. That's one of my favorites as well. And I also got the opportunity to put my vocals on a slot machine that is in casinos nationwide. So everywhere I travel, every casino I go to in every state, my husband and I always find ourselves at this machine. It's called the Hot Stuff Wicked Wheel. And every time the person wins, they have a little devil dancing on the slot machine, and the devil is singing Hot Stuff, and that's actually my voice that comes out of it. So Hot Stuff is definitely one of my favorites, for sure.
That is crazy, because first off, like,
yes,
I imagine the first time you hearing this, I don't know if you're purposefully looking for it, just like hearing it in the background going, wait a minute, I know that voice from somewhere.
Right. We actually searched for the machine. It never gets old. I think I recorded this back in 2019, but it never, ever, ever gets old. So every casino that we enter, we make a point to go find that machine, and we usually stand in front of the machine while somebody's playing it, and then the voice comes out, and then I always look at the person. I said, that's me. And they're looking at me like I'm crazy. I said, that voice coming out of the machine is me. So it never, ever gets old, ever.
Have you thought about like doing it like in stereo, essentially, for that person? They're like, that can't be you. And then all of a sudden they hear like, wait a minute.
No, that's funny. No, I actually haven't. Maybe I'll have to try that one time, but no, I haven't.
Is there a song? I remember Dee Snider from the rock group Twisted Sister once said that he wished he wrote the song Rebel Yell by Billy Idol, because he thought that it fit him very well. Is there a song that you wish Donna Summer sang, that because you thought it fit her very well?
Well, that's a good one. I don't know. I never looked at it in reverse like that. But because she has so much music. So, you know, some of the music I haven't even gotten to sing and add in the show, but she has so many good hits. It's not even funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I never looked at it that way. Yeah.
What is your vocal exercise to get yourself ready for a show?
Well, I actually have a vocal coach. Her name is actually Donna.
Nice.
And she is amazing. She's actually Gloria Gaynor's vocal coach. And I was introduced to her years ago, actually in 2023, when I got a bad case of laryngitis. And she is heaven sent. And I never left her you know, from that point. She knows my voice. We have good days and bad days, and sometimes I'm struggling, but she knows my voice inside and out, and she usually gives my voice a run for its money often. And I don't know what I do without her, but there are certain vocal exercises. If there's a time that I need, you know, she's not available, I record my lessons. So if I'm out of the country or somewhere where I can't get in touch with her, I just usually run back, you know, our lessons, and definitely warm up every show.
You real quick, because you mentioned Gloria Gaynor, I feel like maybe mm-hmm. Donna Summer could have maybe pulled off "I Will Survive" as well. Like, that could have been the song that I wish that she would have performed, so you could have thrown that into your mix as well, because I feel like she would have killed that too.
Donna would kill anything that she does, that she did. She was amazing. I mean, she even did country music. She could sing, as they say, the phone book and make it sound good.
You're right.
So, yeah, I'm sure "I Will Survive" is definitely one. But also in my shows, as well as doing Don music, I always incorporate a couple monster hits from the 70s, some other covers too. So you will hear other music other than Donna Summer. And then I do costume changes. So when I do my costume changes, my amazing backup singers step up, and then they also do 70s covers. So that's why I said, if you love music, if you love dancing, if you love the 70s, you will have an amazing time. I've literally had 6-year-old little boys dancing like they were just at Studio 54, like they even knew who Donna was and what Studio 54 was. So from 6 to 60, I mean, 8 to 85, it doesn't matter. Like, it's a family show. So if your kids enjoy dancing and music, if they just enjoy good music, anybody that comes to that show will leave with a smile on their face. I can promise you that.
How long have you been doing this?
For 14 years.
Oh, wow.
I've been blessed for 14 years to travel the world. Yes.
How did you come? Were you approached for this idea, or is this something that came up on your own?
No, I'll tell you the short story. All my life, I wanted to sing. When I got into my 20s, I tried really, really hard to get a record deal. At that time, Tribute X weren't a thing, so they didn't really exist at that point. So after trying years and years and years to get a record deal, it just didn't happen for me. So I said, you know what? Maybe it's not in God's plan for me to sing. So I gave up. I gave up for 20 whole years. And during that time, I got married, settled down, and had two girls who are now 20 and 27. And 20 years passed, and I was in my 40s. And I said, you know what? I really, really miss singing. So one summer, we were vacationing at Bally's in Atlantic City, and I saw signs all across the casino saying "Legends in Concert." So I went down there and I took my big old laptop, and I ended up bumping into one of the production managers. I knew her from the past, and I showed her a performance of me, because every time I would go to karaoke or wherever I would go and I would sing on the radio, people would like double take and they would say, "Is that her or is that the record?" So I showed her a video of me singing on the radio, and she said, when you get home from vacation, she said, "You sound amazing, but when you get home from vacation, I want you to grab a wig and grab something 70-ish and put it on tape." She was with Legends in Concert, which is based out of Vegas at the time, and they were at the top of the game for tribute acts. So I did that, and that's pretty much how I got my start. And probably a week or two after that, as God would have it, I was performing on a major stage after not singing for 20 years. And that's how it started for me, with Legends in Concert out of Vegas.
That's awesome. You can mm-hmm. see her at the Florida Theater on March 27th for Forever Donna, the ultimate Donna Summer tribute. Tickets are on sale now. Rainier, before I let you go, I want to ask you the same questions I like to ask all my guests here. Are you ready?
I am more than ready. We performed at the Florida Theater last year, and it was amazing. So I'm absolutely looking forward to coming back. We're more than ready.
Well, I know, I'm glad you're ready for that, but I want to know if you're ready for these questions, because this is the ultimate hard-hitting journalism right here. These are inspired by the late, great James Lipton. Here we go. What is the most played song on your Spotify playlist?
On the radio.
What is your guilty pleasure band or artist?
Phyllis Hyman.
Favorite song you just like to belt it out to, no matter if you're having a great day with vocals or a bad day with vocals? I think I know the answer already, but what is it?
I'll change it because I don't want to keep saying the same answer. Love Come Down by Evelyn Champagne King.
If you could eat one meal for a week, what is it?
Easy. Cheesesteaks.
That's a great answer. Drink of choice.
I'm from Philly, so yes.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense then. Drink of choice.
Strawberry lemonade. Or drink, alcoholic or non-alcoholic. I don't really drink.
It could be either.
Okay, for non-alcoholic would be strawberry lemonade. For alcoholic, which I don't drink that much, but when I do, I love a sweet drink, so I would say pina colada.
What's your favorite superhero?
Wonder Woman, of course.
What is your favorite internet video?
I would say, that's a good question. Internet video. Anyway, I would say a music video, and it would be Karen White, Love the Way You Love Me.
What are you watching right now on your streaming platforms?
I like a little bit of everything. I love a little bit of everything. I love the Housewives, the Atlanta Housewives, New Jersey Housewives. I'm a reality person. I like to watch a lot of reality shows.
And finally, Rainier Martin, give me your spiciest hot take, a opinion on life that may or may not be popular.
I feel like everybody should love one another. Let's all get along. And I guess, I don't know if that fits your question, but I just feel like love is the answer and so much hate out in this world. And I think we should all just come together as one because we work better as a team.
You can see her at the Florida Theater March 27th for Forever Donna, the ultimate Donna Summer tribute. Tickets are on sale now. Rainier Martin, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks for having me.